Gary in North Carolina has an insulation question. How can we help you?
Yes, I'm thinking about insulating my attic.
Okay.
And I've had two different products demonstrated to me.
All right.
One is called E-Shield, which is a reflective thing that's hung up on the rafters.
Yeah, it's a radiant barrier.
Right.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And the other one is called Isonene, an expanding foam.
Gotcha.
Yes.
And so what I'm wondering, which one of those would be most cost-effective for me, and advantages or disadvantages of either one?
Well, the E-Shield is a radiant barrier, and Isonene is an insulation product, so they're really two separate products. The main advantage of Isonene, in addition to being a very good insulation, is it also will seal the attic space from the rest of the house and prevent any drafts from getting through. Now, that means that hot air from the attic is not going to get down into the rest of the house, or cold air in the chillier winter season. So Isonene has a number of benefits. In addition to being an insulation, it also completely seals the cavity between living space and unconditioned attic space.
Mm, and the expansion part is pretty cool.
Yeah. Plus, it's really cool when it goes
mm-hmm.
in. Yeah. We've actually seen that demonstrated. We've seen it sprayed on and have worked with the Isonene folks for a while. So, you know, we're a fan of that. I think that radiant barriers are good as well as a supplement to, you know, say a fiberglass insulation or something of that nature. But if you're building from scratch, I like Isonene. I think it's good stuff.
Well, this is going to be a retrofit.
Okay. And they can spray it in there. They have access
to
get in there.
They have access to it.
I think it's a good product. I would recommend the Isonene, Gary.
Okay. That's what I wanted to find out. I really appreciate it, and thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.